Welcome to another episode of Domversations. Today we have Jenny. Welcome, Jenny.
Hi, Dom.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you here. So introduce yourself. Tell people all about you.
Yes, my name is Jenny, and I'm a spiritual hypnotherapist. And I have actually quit my job to travel the world while working online after my very first hypnosis session.
Whoa.
That's a crazy fact about me. And I got into hypnosis and spirituality and self-development through that as well. And so today I help people with hypnosis, with spiritual hypnosis, by coaching them with it, but also by teaching them spiritual hypnosis. So it's a lot of fun.
Gosh, after one session, that is, you were definitely led. So what is the goal? What is the goal of the hypnosis when you do it?
So my own take about hypnosis and the goal of it, it's because people know always like, oh, hypnosis is for quitting nail biting or getting rid of fear flying or weight loss or quitting smoking, right?
Right.
So, but what I do with hypnosis and with spiritual hypnosis especially is I really guide people to a lot of confidence and self-trust so that they can take the action, the real life action that we all need
yes.
to manifest our dreams and to manifest the life that is even better than their dreams. So that's what I like, that take on hypnosis, rather than just, you know, getting rid of a fear, getting rid of this or that or whatever, but really a full, wholeheartedly holistic approach.
So when you, because you can help people go back to like past lives, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that do for somebody in the present to learn that they did have past lives or what their past lives were? How does that help them in the present?
Yeah, so specifically past lives, what it can help with is also fears and phobias. So for example, I had one client, she was very afraid of birds and she didn't know why. And she found out that her body was eaten by birds in the past life. And so it's very clear where that fear came from, right?
Oh my God. That would make her even more afraid of birds, I would think. My God,
exactly.
That's terrifying. Well, I'm like afraid of everything, so I don't know what happened to me. But so is there anybody that cannot be hypnotized? Because I feel like I try, and I feel like people have tried. I've gone one time and had somebody try and hypnotize me. Can you talk your way out of it? Or are there just people that aren't able to go there?
Yes, there are people who aren't able to go there, and I've experienced it. And because a lot of people, you know, they have, or not a lot of people, but some people, they have aphantasia, which is they cannot visualize. But also other people, they they may be too anxious, or they may be afraid of letting go, and or their body might not let them let go because they're so stressed and their bodies are so stressed that it's very, very hard for them to relax.
Gosh, I feel like I can relax really easy. Like, and I just feel like maybe I get in my head too much when I try and have things like that happen for me. I feel like I overthink, because I even have a tough time meditating. You know, I just feel like my mind absolutely cannot slow down.
Yeah. And what happens though, when is the moment for you when you lose track of time and everything around you? What do you do?
What am I doing when that happens?
Yeah.
Probably when I'm reading or, something like that where I'm engaged, where something that's really grabbed my interest. If I'm reading a book and the topic's right, or a YouTube video that's very interesting, it kind of pulls me in and I definitely lose track of time that way.
Okay. So it's like you have to keep your mind occupied and busy, so to say, right? And that's your comfort zone.
Okay. Yeah.
And then it's going to feel uncomfortable at first when you meditate first, or when you start hypnosis, it's going to feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But as soon as you practice more and more and more, and just start with a minute or two, then you can actually allow yourself to go longer and longer, and not just, you know, not just tell yourself, okay, I'm going to meditate for 20 minutes now in a row. And then you cannot do it at all. And then you give up because it's not possible. But if you start in like small increments, I think you'll see very quick success too.
Gosh, I wonder if I'm just like afraid to be quiet. I mean, honest to God, I feel like that, like I just had that epiphany, because I constantly have to be either interacting with people or talking to people or looking up people talking. Like, I must have a problem with just being with myself quietly.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It could be, and I don't want to call it a problem. I just want to say, like, you just, that's just the way you are for the moment. And if you want to explore yourself deeper, and if you want to just dive into who you are without having other people talk around you, then you can do that.
Yeah. What led you to be a soul mentor? First of all, what is a soul mentor? And then what got you down that path?
A soul mentor is simply somebody that really guides people to their soul, which is below everything that we are conditioned to do. Like basically the core of the onion, or the core of the earth, or the core of the body, mind, and soul, basically. Like it's the core of who we are as beings. And I bring people back to that so that they forget all the layers that society has conditioned them to do certain things, to think certain ways, and to feel certain ways. And then really go deep to the soul. And also past lives help with that. Like past life regressions help with that, because they can take you to the place that I call the place of love and peace and wisdom. Because when you first get to that place, you're like, I didn't know a place like this existed.
Yeah.
That what I don't think of, like anything that's going on around me. I don't think about other people. I don't think about anything that I've been conditioned to think of. No, there's actually a place of love and peace and wisdom within me that I can retreat back to. And I do that with people a lot. And the more we do that, the easier it gets for them to access that place.
How many sessions does it take for somebody typically to not need your services anymore?
It completely depends on the person. And so what I do with people is I usually do hypnosis with them for 3 months. Some come back for like 6 months, others come back for a whole year, but it's because they want to and because they want to access that place. But then usually, like after that, they're like, hey, I don't need you anymore because I know how to access that place myself, and I'm good. And I'm actually really fully confident in myself, and I trust myself, and I trust my intuition, and trust what I need to do is it's coming to me. Like I will know.
Yeah. So if you can go back to their past lives, are we all trying to fix what happened in our past lives in our current life? Is that what we're doing here?
No, it's not about fixing. It's more about learning, and it's about evolving. So with everything, it's only humans that attribute right or wrong to certain things, right? So it's not about fixing. It's more about learning. Okay, like this was something from a past life, and then we have learned that lesson in a past life, so we don't need to learn it in this life again. But we have forgotten everything that we've learned in the past life, so we need to remember that. And when we go back to remembering that, then it's like clear as day. It's like, oh yeah, right. Oh, duh. I don't need to learn that anymore.
How do you know if you're on your last life? How do you know when you're done?
So there is people who know for certain, and yet at the same time, there is people who say they're on their last life, and then they go back to the soul space, and then maybe it's called like the Council of Elders that you see when you're at the end of your life, and they will show you everything you've done in this life. And then they will give you the choice. They will be like, hey, do you want to come back as maybe a guardian, or do you want to come back as a human? Do you want to come back as something else? Like, do you always have a choice, and it's never like completely fully guaranteed unless you want to, unless it's your choice, your will.
Wow. Well, how do you access those? The council? Is that after you pass?
You can also do that in a regression simply. So I just take you to the soul space, and then I just guide you towards the Council of Elders. And then you're there, and then they take you to the place of life selection, which is usually a space where you get to choose between the bodies or the angels or whatever it is that you want to be when you go back to Earth.
Oh my gosh, I have like 5 million questions. This is also interesting. Okay, I want to go back a little bit. How do you tap into your own intuition? Is that something that's easy to do or?
Again, it's all practice because we are being blocked from that. Because with every distraction that is on the outside, whether that is TV, phones, everything, like we are programmed, our society programs us to look for everything outside and to distract ourselves from what's within us, right?
Yes.
And so the sooner we stop all of that, and the more we connect with ourselves, meaning the more we meditate, the more we do hypnosis, the more we just lie there or sit there and just watch nature or something, just go in nature, walk in nature maybe. The more we do that, the more we can connect with ourselves, and the more we can actually listen to what's going on in our heads. So that means maybe we listen to, at first the thoughts are going to be like, oh my God, what am I doing here? Like, this is a waste of time. I need to do something else. And then when you actually go through these thoughts, when you just let them pass and not judge them, when you just let them pass, then you get to the thoughts that are like, okay, now do this or do that, or this is your next action step, or wouldn't it be cool if that, or wouldn't it be cool if this? And so when we get to that point, this is your intuition speaking, because this is no more distractions, this is no more fear. And you can also differentiate intuition between intuition comes from love and from your higher self, rather than intuition is coming from fear. That's not the truth. Intuition is always coming from love, from your higher self, from something that wants you to evolve, from something that wants you to grow.
So when you hear the message, it's supposed to be a loving message, and then you know it's your intuition or your higher self. But if it's something like talking you out of something, or then you feel like it's more fear-based.
Yes, so it's depend it also depends. Let's say your intuition talks you out from taking a flight because something is going to happen to that flight, right?
Right.
So you have to listen. It's still coming from love, and so you have to make a differentiation. But then you can also test your body, and I have a video about this that I can link to.
Okay.
There's three different ways to test your body. I think I put even four. There are four different ways to test your body. When you receive that message from your intuition, you can test your body and see if it's true or not true.
So we basically have lost touch with ourselves, our bodies, our minds. Like we are so,
Yes.
yeah, preoccupied. Do you feel like it's worse now with social media and everything than it ever has been?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gosh, I wonder if that's why, like the suicide rate and everything has gone up so much because people just don't know how to cope with their feelings and they push them down and push them down. And then eventually they just come up and there's nothing they don't know what to do with them.
Yeah. Or they constantly distract themselves with like what other people are doing on social media. They don't even go into nature anymore. And sometimes a good old walk in nature will help you so much more than just being on your phone and scrolling.
Well, because it seems so simplistic, like, oh, just go out and sit by a tree. It's like, what is that going to do? But it's true. It's just the simple things are what bring you that peace, that calm, and not all the distraction. Oh, that's so interesting. So can you hypnotize yourself?
Yes, you can. So you have the option of either doing a recording for yourself if you're in hypnotherapy, like if you have undergone training for hypnosis or self-hypnosis, you can do a recording for yourself. Or if you can do it with yourself to a certain point, to a certain extent, if you're doing it live, if you're actually telling yourself to relax your body and your mind, you can do that. But then there's other things where it's better to have a guide, someone who is there with you and who does that with you.
Besides the hypnosis, are there any other things that you can do to connect with your inner self?
Yes, absolutely. So everything that I can help you do as a guide, you can do on your with yourself. Like you can literally just meditate. You can test your body, like I said, and we're going to link to the video in the show notes. So you can test your body. You can just ask yourself simple questions such as, what do I love doing? What would I love doing right now? What would make me happy right now? What would make me feel good right now? What would make me feel better? Even better, just the simple word better. What would make me feel better right now? You know, like just keep asking yourself these questions and keep doing, actually following the advice your intuition is giving you, because that's what strengthens your confidence and your self-trust. Sorry. So that's what strengthens you as a human. When you ask yourself these questions, when you listen, and then when you act on that.
Well, would you be able to do like a demonstration of a type of self-hypnosis, or could you hypnotize everybody right now so that people could like get an idea of what it involves for people that have absolutely no idea what it means to actually do that?
Absolutely. And let's do this. And I would love for you to participate as well and see how you're doing.
Oh my gosh, yes, of course I will.
Okay, great. So if you're listening to this while you're driving, you're gonna have to stop the podcast now. But if you're listening to this in a space where you're comfortable and peaceful and where you won't be disturbed for the next 10 minutes, then I'm gonna ask you to just sit comfortably or lay down comfortably and close your eyes and start paying attention to your breathing. Pay attention to how the air feels as it is flowing in and out of your body. And pay attention to perhaps the temperature changing of the air that is flowing in and out of your body. and allow yourself to relax deeper and deeper with every breath you take. And if your mind is ever drifting off, I want you to come back to my voice and your breath, paying attention to your breath, and you will be back in this present moment, back in this hypnosis, allowing yourself to relax deeper and deeper with every breath you take. And now go ahead and imagine a beautiful, bright, white light at the top of your head that in a moment will relax every single one of your body parts, every single one of your muscles, so your body can deeply relax. And now feel or see or imagine this beautiful bright white light at the top of your head, and feel how it is flowing down, surrounding your head, and feel how the muscles in your head and your face are slowly relaxing, how the little lines on your forehead are smoothing out, how your eyelids are getting heavier and heavier and are deeply relaxing, how your nose, your cheeks, and your ears are relaxing more and more, and how your mouth, your chin, and your jaw, the muscles in there are also relaxing. And as you can feel the light moving down onto your throat and neck, you can feel the muscles in your throat and neck relax as well. And now go ahead and feel or see or imagine this light relaxing your shoulders. So you can drop your shoulders and let everything fall off your shoulders. And feel how the relaxation is moving from your shoulders into your arms, your hands, and your fingers as the light is moving down and relaxing the muscles in your arms, your hands, and your fingers. And feel or see or imagine this light now traveling down to your chest, to your stomach, and your back, relaxing all of the muscles in your chest, your stomach, and your back. And now go ahead and allow for that light to travel down your bottom and your thighs, relaxing all of the muscles in your bottom and your thighs. And now go ahead and allow for the light to travel down even further, relaxing your knees, your shins, and your calves. And then, finally, the light is surrounding your ankles, your feet, and your toes, and you can feel, see, or imagine how the light is relaxing your ankles, your feet, and your toes. And in a moment, you can imagine a beautiful staircase with 5 steps leading you down to a closed door where there's beautiful, bright, white light shining through underneath. And in a moment, I will count from 5 to 0. And as I count from 5 to 0, you're going to take the steps down and you're going to allow yourself to relax deeper and deeper. 5, standing at the top of the staircase, feeling or imagining the material of the staircase beneath your feet, taking the first step down to 4, allowing yourself to relax more and more. 3, deeper down into relaxation as you 2 allow this relaxation to come all over you, and 1 relaxing deeper and deeper and deeper, and 0, you can now see yourself standing in front of the door with the beautiful bright white light shining through underneath. You can open the door now, and you can find yourself in the most beautiful garden you've ever seen. And you can look around and see your favorite trees and your favorite flowers. You can feel the grass beneath your feet. Maybe you can hear some birds in the background. You can feel the sun rays on your skin. Perhaps you can hear a body of water, like a a lake or a bubbling brook in the background. You can just stroll through that garden until you find a comfortable place to sit down onto a rock, onto the grass, onto a bench, onto a stump of a tree, whatever it is that you feel comfortable with sitting down on. Go ahead and sit down and just look at the beauty around you. Look at the beautiful garden. And in a moment, when I count from 3 to 0, we're going to call in your higher self. And your higher self is your higher self, not because it is on a pedestal or it is better or higher than you, but it is equal to you. In a moment, when I count from 3 to 0, your higher self will be there. 3. See your higher self coming straight towards you from a distance. 2. See it come closer and closer and allow for your higher self to come more and more into focus. And 1. Have your higher self be there in front of you, sitting across from you now. And 0. Just observe your higher self and allow for your higher self to just be there and observe you too. And allow for yourself to just be in the moment, observing. Observing your higher self's energy, their looks, and know that everything that you're seeing is right. There's no wrong, and trust whatever it is that you're seeing, hearing, feeling, and experiencing. And just trust and allow yourself to, in a moment, hear whatever your higher self has to say for you, has to say to you. In a moment, your higher self is going to tell you something that you need to know most right now, today. I'm going to give you some time so that you can really take in and trust whatever your higher self has to communicate with you now. Now, in a moment, finish up that conversation. And if there's a question that you want to ask your higher self, you can ask the question now, or you can keep listening to whatever your higher self has to say. And I'm going to give you some moments to do that. Trust whatever is coming through. And slowly come to an end of the conversation, and know that if there was more that you guys needed to speak about, you can always call your higher self in. If this hypnosis was too short, you can always do this again. And just know that everything is right now happening for you. And allow yourself now to get up from wherever you're sitting down. Allow your higher self to get up and embrace each other. Embrace your higher self. Know that you have the same heartbeat, the same pulse, the same rhythm of breath. allowing yourself to feel each other and to melt into each other, because your higher self is already you and you are already them, and all their wisdom and knowledge you have within you as well. And now, in a moment, I'm going to count you back up. When I count from 1 to 5, at 5, you will be wide awake and aware. 1, coming back into this time and space, into this room, into your body. 2, feeling how the energy is returning into your body. 3, wiggling your toes and your fingers. And 4, taking a deep breath in, breathing in love and gratitude. And 5, eyes open, wide awake, eyes open, wide awake and aware. Dawn, are you there?
Yes, I am. That was wonderful. That was like the most comforting feeling, knowing that you don't have to reach outside of yourself for that feeling of security, that it's right in you, that you have your higher self to rely on. I loved that. That was so great.
Amazing. I love it. I'm glad you were able to do it.
Yeah, no, it was. It was honestly, it was great. And I'm so glad that I asked you to do that and that you were willing to do that. Because I think that's not just me. There's plenty of people out there that have never experienced anything like that. And it was just very, very peaceful. Just knowing that you can do that yourself, but, you know, just you can calm yourself, you can center yourself. Tell people how they can find you. I think so many people could use this on a regular basis just to be able to access those feelings and that state of mind. How do they find you?
Yeah, so you can find me literally anywhere on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Pinterest. I have my own podcast as well. It's called Mind Your Subconscious. And in that podcast, I have some free hypnosis as well. I have more information about my spiritual hypnosis training, where you can learn how to hypnotize yourself and others. And I have great conversations with people, and I share different modalities for self-development, for healing, about spirituality, all of that stuff.
Wonderful. Well, Jenny, it was such a pleasure talking to you. Like, I loved that we got a chance to connect, and I can't wait to air this, because I think this is just going to be so good for people to listen to and do the meditation and really get in touch with their higher self. That was just great.
Thank you so much, Donna. I appreciate you for having me on. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you. And we'll talk soon. Okay.
Yes. Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.